Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Mr. Paul Jingles. I am in Prairie Village, and I am happy to say we have a brand new course. It's not a course that we haven't had before, but the layout's new. They finally fixed things in regards to the fire station being put in place. So now we actually have 9 full holes here at, they're calling it Santa Fe Trail Disc Golf. So 9 holes. The hole number 1 basically is just to the south of the tee pad for the old hole number, or tee pad number 4. And it's set up where the old hole number 2 was. So, we're pretty close to the water tower. You gotta play through a grove of trees. There is a signpost for Santa Fe Trail, an old hitching post. You gotta keep this shot low. There are trees on your left and trees on your right, so you gotta have a light, tight line. It appears that it is 292 feet to the basket, fairly straight away, just a little off to the left. So, I am going to bust out my TL3, I think, for this particular shot, and I will let you know if I can par. I'm also going to look up at U-Disc and see if it's updated for this new course layout. This is really exciting. All right, here we go. All right, so I got a par. I was fortunate that there was no leaves on the trees. I sailed through one of the trees unscathed. Had a look at birdie, but I didn't make it. This is going to be a very, very hard hole number 1, to get a birdie on. You'll have to have a tight, low shot that hyzers a little bit at the very end. So yeah, it's going to be difficult. In the previous route, hole number 1 was almost a gimme birdie. It was definitely a par. It was very hard to get a bogey on that hole. So this is definitely an improvement on the challenge aspect of things. I'm up to hole number 2, and hole number 2 is basically what hole number 3 was before. So there's no change there. I'm not going to report too much on this. It's hole number 2, hole number 3, and then hole number 4 is basically where we traditionally had hole number 5. So we're just like a number off on all of these. So hole number 4 is definitely shorter than hole number 5 used to be because of the fire truck, our fire station. And so I'm not going to have too much to say about that. So I'm going to go ahead and just quickly play holes 2, 3, and 4, and then I will let you know how I did and what other new things Prairie Village has to offer. So, I'll let you know. Okay, so I know I said I wasn't going to bug you until I got done with 2, 3, and 4, but I just had one thought. Hole number 1, as far as the quote-unquote fairway goes, it is right next to hole number 2, and that creates kind of a jammy situation with hole number 3, because they're all pretty much kind of in the same area. So if people are starting out, they almost have to let the group in front of them get done with hole number 3, or else you're gonna be yelling 4 a lot. So this is a tight situation, so I don't think it's exactly great. But since it's kind of in my own backyard, and it's never really that crowded anyway, and people are pretty conscientious about seeing each other, should be fine. Hole number 1's fairway is like right along the sidewalk too, so you gotta be really conscientious to look and make sure somebody's not coming along. So this is by far not the most well laid out disc golf course in the world, but I am excited that it has 9 holes again. So it's been a long time. We were stuck with 7 holes and then 8 holes, and then it was just confusing, but now we're back up to 9. So you go, Prairie Village. All right, so I just finished up hole number 4. On hole number 2, I got a bogey. Hole number 3, I got a par, even though my drive ended up in the parking lot of the local YMCA. Hole number 4, I got a birdie. And so I'm up to hole number 5. And hole number 5 basically sits The tee pad is old hole number 8, and the basket's still where number 8 was. So they've taken out the one where hole number 7 used to be, so now that's just a pile of dirt. So they've removed that hole, and I can see hole number 8. So it'll be interesting to see where hole number 6 must be, where hole number 9 used to be. So none of this makes any sense if you haven't played this course, so I apologize for some of the boring narrative there. So hole number 5 is basically saying, well, that's interesting, the map doesn't appear to be right. I can see what they're saying. So anyway, it's basically straight away, and it's protected by some sort of tree. They really want you to avoid the fire station. I have accidentally thrown it into their parking lot on more than one occasion. So what I like to do is try and hyzer it around the tree. I've gotten a birdie on that. Try and play, a high-speed driver, but then not throw it nearly as fast so that you guarantee that it's going to not straighten out. So I'm going to go ahead and throw the hex thing that I have that I collected from St. Louis and see if I can't get it around this tree. And if I can't, then hopefully it's short enough where it'll bend around and not hit it. So I have hit a lot of trees so far. I hit a tree on my drive on my second hole and on my second shot and on my drive on my third hole. So I'm just really banging the trees today. So trees may not like that. Anyway, here we go, hole number 5. Alright, so by this point in the round, it's pretty obvious. Not one single of the holes is going to be the same as the old holes. So, that kind of begs the question of what U-Disc is going to do on this kind of thing. Will it, for the holes that remain the same, will it still keep my old stats? Or will everything get skewed? So anyway, I got a bogey on hole number 5 because I overthrew the hole, so I should have taken a little off my throw. One of those awkward ones where it like legitimately had the distance and had the angle to be an ace, but then it hit some rocks at the base of the hole and skipped quite a ways back. And so I was behind a redbud tree, and so I had to kind of lay up for my par shot, and then it just spit out on my par shot. So that was a little frustrating, but you know what? It's Christmas Eve, and I'm just grateful to be playing some disc golf. So I'm up to hole number 6. Hole number 6 is what hole number 9 used to be. It is a simple, simple shot. It is one that you should be able to get a birdie on 9 times out of 10. It is 160 feet to par. Oh, they're calling it a par 2 now. Well, that's interesting. But somebody's used a marker and written a 3 there. Oh my, interesting. So anyway, I guess this is now a par 2. So Prairie Village decided to step up the game. You got to get an ace to get a birdie. Isn't that interesting? All right, so here we go, hole number 6. All right, so I'm up to hole number 7, and I really was hoping they wouldn't do this, but it appears they did. Hole number 7 sits where the old hole number 1 used to be, or the tee pad, I mean. The tee pad is where the old tee pad was for number 1, which is fine. It was a fine hole. They have changed the par to par 2, so again, pars 6 and 7 are now par 2s, although somebody really severely disagrees with it and has marked it out with an X and used a marker to write 3. So there's a little controversy in Prairie Village right now. So the part that is also controversial is it appears that hole number 7 and hole number 9 are the same hole. So potentially you could have two groups throwing at the same hole, and then one of them, it's just a par 2 here. So yeah, I don't know. This is going to be pretty interesting. I was kind of fearing that they were going to do this, and they went ahead and did it. I'm going to go back to my buzz on the drive here and try and hook it in. We'll see. I might put some stuff on the chat board and see what people are thinking about this. This is crazy times in Prairie Village. So, at any rate, here we go. All right, I am up to hole number 8. Hole number 8 is in a new position. So, this is the one that for a few years I don't know if it's years, let's say a year and a half, I've been trying to figure out exactly what was going to be this hole. It's basically the tee pad is tee pad number two. And now we are looking at, instead of having a kind of a lengthy throw, which was about 270 feet or something like that, it's now 198 feet. They're calling it a par two, which is fine. I will probably just go ahead and back to my buzz. I did get a two, I guess I'm just going to call it, on hole number seven. I did take a picture. If you're heading from the north, it is a hole number seven. If you're heading from the south, it's hole number nine. So I don't necessarily agree with that, but I can understand their conundrum. It'd be very difficult to fit in another hole in this current amount of land. So fire station number two, it's all your fault. Sorry. Nothing should get on fire in Prairie Village. It's a perfect village. So I don't actually technically live in Perfect Village, or Prairie Village, if you will. But I am very close. So anyway, hole number eight. Again, 193 feet, par two, throw in the buzz. Here we go. All right, so I made it up to hole number nine. Hole number nine is one of those new tee pads that I had talked about a while back. It's basically playing alongside what hole number, what is that, six, I guess? So it's playing parallel to that and in between hole number eight. So we are, again, very crowded here. Again, hole number nine, very ill-advised placement, in my opinion. It's the same as hole number seven. So, and you can't see the tee pad from hole number seven, so you don't know if people are going to come walking up the hill. It's also dangerously close to the sidewalk. So anybody that's a left-handed thrower is going to be at a severe disadvantage, because they're going to have to throw over that sidewalk, hoping that somebody's not kind of coming around the bend or somebody's walking their dog. So, not so sure, Prairie Village. This is going to have a little bit of controversy for sure. The way it's going, it's a 235-foot par 3. The maps don't show if there's actually any mandos here, but they probably should think about doing something where you have to go to the right of this, looks like an elm tree or something like that in front of me, or else you're going to get kind of close to the sidewalk. So yeah, I'll let you know how I do. I did get a three on hole number eight, which I guess is a bogey. I ended up hitting a tree. My throw went up too high. So I left it in U-Disc app as being a par three, even though the sign says two. I'm just going to wait till somebody autocorrects U-Disc before I start playing by those rules. So at any rate, my total score is going to be correct, even though I'm not correct relative to par. So since I'm going to have to do, there's two hedge trees that protect hole number nine here. So that's going to make it a challenge. It would be a very difficult shot. It's obviously 235 feet. It's not very far. But it's going to be difficult to get in there. One way you could do it is to forehand throw it. But again, it's going over the sidewalk. And I feel like in my hearts of hearts, that should be out of bounds. So I am going to throw my beast and try to put a hyzer angle on it, and see if I can't zip it in there somewhere close to the basket. So wish me luck. All right. So I just finished up the ninth hole. I was fortunate enough to get par. And I ran into another disc golfer who just kind of walked onto the course. He's warming up on hole number nine, using it as a practice basket right now. And he was surprised at the layout too. So this must have been very, very recent happening. Now I can tell it wasn't this morning, because there's a bunch of mud on all the tee pads and already on all of the maps. So it's not been done recently, as far as like today. It wasn't a grand opening or anything, but yeah. Interestingly enough, the guy who's playing looks a little bit like the dad from Arrested Development. Not the main character dad, but his dad. So, yeah, kind of weird times. So anyway, this is Christmas Eve. This is Mr. Paul Jangles. I am at the new Santa Fe disc golf course that has eight baskets and nine tee pads. So it's fun. It's new. We basically traded. We've got now 9 holes to, or I don't even know how to put it. We have 8 holes, but 9 tee pads. So we can count it on our disc as playing half a round, I guess. We basically have 3 new holes on the course. Hole number 8, very, very basic. It's going to be kind of a layup to get 2 on. Hole number 1 and hole number 9 are going to be very, very difficult, in my opinion. I think that they're going to play above par for the most part. Little interesting that they decided to go with 3 par 2s on the course, and it'll be interesting to see how quickly UDisc picks that up and whether or not that will be the standard thing that happening. So anyway, this is Mr. Paul Jangles. I hope that you have a wonderful Christmas, Hanukkah, happy holidays, New Year's Eve, all that kind of stuff, New Year's Day. Go out there and bank some chains when you get a chance. All right, peace out.
Oh, thank you.